a live interview with Walter Troyan, March 19, 1990. Walter recalls the memory of a torpedo hit the USS Denver took on November 13, 1943, which coincides with Chapter 21.
We caught a torpedo. We heard the PT boats saying, "They're coming out after you, you big guns." And our code name was Razor. Torpedo went by, missing the PT boats. They were just going crazy. They were just going nuts, trying to protect the big ships and firing into the invasion line. And we was firing over the PT boats. So we all worked in conjunction with one another. So somebody said, "Razor, three torpedoes coming at you. Two from such and such an angle, and one from such and such an angle." So our captain had to make a decision and make it fast. And he had to know in his mind, it was, were we able to stand to take two torpedoes in front, which held a lot of ammunition, but no engine room? Or should we take a chance to take a hit with the torpedo in the engine room, which might make us dead in the water? He didn't have much time to make that decision, but he was a good captain. He said, "Let's go for the one torpedo, less damage, less people killed, but we'd be dead in the water, probably." We took the torpedo. We went on, I think, a 13 or 15 degree list, and I think our safety factor on listing was about 10 degrees. After it went over 10 degrees, well, we were supposed to be top-heavy enough to capsize. But I think we took a 13-degree list. Some of the fellas, including myself, got kind of excited, overreacted maybe. But I didn't abandon the ship. Some of the fellas did. They threw rafts over the side and got on them life rafts. So the captain hollered on the megaphone, because we didn't have any power. He says, "You men down there, get back aboard ship. We're going to take this thing in if we all have to get out and swim and push it in." That was his actual words. So the guys got back aboard ship. I don't know how many left or anything like that. But we were dead in the water. We were, and Buka Airfield was just a few miles away, like maybe 10, 15 miles. They could have come out there with rowboats and throw hand grenades at us, and we couldn't defend ourselves. I guess there was a lot of people praying, including myself, that they wouldn't see us. This was in a Buka airfield. Buka airfield at that time was the largest Japanese airfield in the Pacific. Finally, a seagoing tug was sent out to us, and she shot some small line to us first, and we pulled that line in, and the bigger line, and the bigger line, until it got to line about the size of your arm. And we tied it off, and that seagoing tug, I guess there was, I think there was two of them. One to keep us on the broadside, and one to keep us alongside. It was churning up that water, and just laying low down where their engines were, trying to get us started. We finally got it started. I think our top speed was 6 knots. We were still a long ways from home. We had word, I don't know, it might have been scuttlebutt, but we had word that we had an air umbrella over us. But they were so high that nobody could see them. An air umbrella is to protect us from any planes attacking us. We just laughed, said that MacArthur was just blown off steam. There were times when we could hear these P-38s. It made a real eerie, whining noise. Then you could hear, rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. You hear the machine guns, and you see a plane go down. And everybody said, "I guess we got our air umbrella."
Walter Troyan served in the United States Navy from 1942 to 1946 aboard the USS Denver in the Pacific Theater in World War II.